Well, hello everyone. I am so excited to have you excuse me, on the call tonight. This is Rashonda Pratt, Media Messenger and Marketing Strategist. The Roe Show. I am super duper pumped, if you already tell. Really honored that you would give me a bit of your time tonight on a Sunday evening as we prepare to jump start our 2015. We have so much in store for you tonight. Again, thanks to everybody who registered. Those who have already registered, you will be entered to win the Life and Business Planner. That's a $50 value. We're actually going to have that shipped to your house. So my kids are standing by, and they're going to pick the blessed winner after the call tonight. Also want to encourage everyone to make sure to engage on social media. So while we're talking tonight, if you have one of those aha moments, which I believe there'll be plenty of those, make sure that you put that out on your personal Facebook page or tweet it out, or you can go to The Roe Show, Rashonda The Roe Show on Facebook, and make sure you leave comments there. We want to make sure that we're being a blessing and adding that to your life. And one other thing, while we're on the call, there's going to be a lot of people who are logging on and joining to the call. Make sure that you mute your phone so that way we don't have any interference while the person is speaking. So let's go ahead and get started and get to it. So before we start this, many of you may not know me, and just to give you a little bit of my background, I'm always sharing with people, you know, make sure you tell your story. What is your story? So here's a little bit about my personal story. I'm a former television news producer of over a decade, covering many major news stories like 9/11, the war on terror, political scandals, hurricanes, everything you could think of that's a major news story, I have covered it. I left TV news and actually started my own media consulting business to teach people what I know from my years of creating and telling stories. Most recently, along with my media consulting business, I actually work as a social media coordinator at a local major news station. So that's just a little bit of my story. We have a good show planned tonight with a special guest, one of my VIPs, Coach Capricia Caldwell from Alliance Coaching and Consulting. And she's going to share a little bit about how we need to jumpstart our 2015. I don't anticipate this call lasting any more than 45 minutes, but before we go there with our guest tonight, I want to share and talk a little bit briefly about something that I mentioned on my social media page, and I had a couple of people inbox me and ask me a couple of questions. So if you ever hang out on the Facebook page, The Roe Show, you will see that I often share media tips. And the reason why I share those tips is because years of working with clients and nonprofits, I realized people shy away from the media in their business, and they often don't think about including a media plan in their marketing plan, which is a major no-no. I also share those tips for my colleagues who still work in the media. You know, you all know, who've, again, been around me for any length of time, know that I am a proponent of sending a four-page press release to a TV station. That's a major no-no, because your four-page press release, though you worked very diligently on it and provided great information, it is going to become scrap paper because nobody has time in the news with the deadlines and everything they have to cover to read a four-page press release. So I share this information because I want you to be empowered. I want you to start thinking about media as it pertains to your small business, your nonprofit, or your organization. So I often get the stories from people, or the questions actually, how do I create a story, a press release? How do I get ideas about what the media likes? And here is a super duper easy jump start to your media plan for 2015. And I use it all the time in my personal business. I use it with clients, and it has proven to work. So I'm giving you something that works, and it involves just using your laptop. I know what you're thinking. How simple is that? Yes, but here is the tip. The next time you are thinking about boosting your media, think about what's trending. Now, you're probably thinking, well, what is trending? Trending is basically those stories that are the water cooler stories, the stories that everybody is talking about during the day. And those trending stories are so easy to find. If you look on the right-hand side of your computer on Facebook, you'll see a scrolling thing that will show you, usually it's just the first three stories, they'll show you the talker stories of the day. And they usually have the hashtags attached to it. For example, when all the allegations were coming forth with Bill Cosby, you would see that trending on the side, and you'd see that it was Cosby that was trending. Okay? On Twitter, if you look on the panel, and I believe it's to the left side of the page, theirs is usually in bold, telling you all the things that are trending. Now, why do you want to be, you know, why do you want to pay attention, excuse me, to those things? Because those are the things that people are talking the most about. And what you want to do is you want to hijack the conversation. Yes, I said that. You want to hijack the conversation so that you can boost your business or organization. So you want to pay attention to what people are talking about and then find out how you can get involved in the discussion. Here is a great example of it. For example, I'm on the board of an agency that helps women and children who have been the victims of sexual assault. So when the allegations came out against Bill Cosby, one of the things that I was talking to my agency about is we need to become a part of this dialogue with our local news organization, or we need to write a blog, a response to what is going on, because this is a hot topic that everybody is talking about. If you're a coach, if you are a small business owner, if you are a solopreneur, whatever your role is, your dynamic is, you can take those trending topics and use it to create blog posts, to create social media content. Also, you can use it to get your name out there in the media, offering them your expertise on how you have solved this problem. Or maybe you can take that trending topic and maybe flip it around in another way that the news or the media has not covered it. So, again, we don't want to skip over those trending topics or just look at it to see what's the latest going on in Atlanta Housewives. But, no, we want to pay attention to those things and find out how we can insert that into our business model. So here's your challenge. Go ahead and give it a try. I want you to try it out this week. I want you to actually look at what's trending and see how you, your business, could possibly become part of the discussion. And if you are, hey, make sure to send me a tweet at Rashonda Pratt, or, hey, post it on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/RashondaTheRosha. And, again, we'll mention that at the end of the call. So excited. Happy trending. And, again, really look at those ways. I mean, it's low-hanging fruit. We can really use social media to boost our business in 2015. Just, again, want to remind everyone who registered for tonight's call, you will be eligible to win one of my must-have favorite things for 2015, which is the iBloom Life and Business Calendar. I'm telling you, you want this a part of your life. This thing has everything you need in planning your life and business for 2015. And one of the things that Coach Capricia and I talked about tonight is we want you to be successful in 2015. And so, again, we want to get this into your hands. It's a $50 value. So, again, this is not a planner that you get at the Dollar Tree. And, again, I'm not saying anything bad about the Dollar Tree planner, but this one is quite an investment. And you know what? You're worth the investment. So we want to make sure that we get that in your hands, and we will get that to you. The winner will be announced later on the Facebook page, and we'll contact that to you. So now to the moment that everybody has been waiting for, now to my VIP coach, Capricia Caldwell. I am so excited. I've known this young lady for many, many years. And one thing you'll come to know about me, I know there are many people on the call who already know me personally, I don't introduce people to other people who I don't believe in, who I don't trust, who have not proven themselves to be just great people to have in your corner. And I always tell people all the time, in your life, you should have a VIP list. very important people. You should have a running list of people who are you consider your VIPs that you can go to get information or provide information to people. And this lady is one of them. Coach Capricia is a successful professional, attorney, minister, and life coach. She helps women discover and achieve their God-given desires, dreams, and destiny. She has aligned her life with God's purpose and plan. From that alliance, she provides coaching and consulting. I'm telling you, I am so excited to have Coach Capricia on the call tonight. You can connect with her on Facebook.com, The Alliance CC. Again, Facebook.com, The Alliance CC. You can also go to her website, which she'll give you a little bit more information about that, where you can receive a free 8-day responsive devotional, Finding Joy in the Journey, Overcoming Obstacles. Wow. So, again, we'll remind everyone, if you're coming onto the call, please make sure to mute your phone. But for now, I want to invite you to welcome my dear friend and my personal coach, Coach Capricia Caldwell.
Hello. Hello, Rashonda. It's so awesome to be here with you today. Thank you for that awesome nugget about trending. I'm going to try that. And I also consider you to be part of my VIP.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I really do appreciate that. And, yes, you definitely, as a life coach, need to look at the trending, because there are so many ways you can utilize that just to either to further help people aligning with their purpose in 2015.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So let's get right to it. Let's get jump right into the waters here, okay?
Yes.
Why do people need to start right now in 2014 to prepare for their 2015?
Okay, it is so important that you start now, that you jump start, because you need to position yourself to achieve, to position yourself to have the victory, to position yourself to accomplish your goal in 2015. And when you're positioning yourself, what I'm saying is that you're starting now. And by starting now, you know, we all have times when we can procrastinate. But when you're positioning yourself in 2014, you're attacking that procrastination. You're taking the offense, and you're not going to be the person or the one saying, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it next week, I'll do it next month. You're attacking that procrastination because you're starting in 2014. And when you start now, you're also going to be in a place where you're going to build momentum. It is awesome to be able to start the new year. Let's say you want to exercise. In January 1, instead of that's the first day you're going to the gym, you can look back and say, wow, I have been going to the gym for the past 2 weeks. And so you've already built that momentum. And whenever we begin to accomplish little goals, it just continues to propel us to go forth in what we're doing. So, again, we're positioning ourselves to achieve. And also, whenever we're starting a new project or a new goal, we have to be honest. There may be certain pitfalls or a potential obstacle, but when you start early, you get yourself in a position to overcome those things. I mean, you think about if you have some place to go. You don't want to necessarily plan to arrive on time. But when you leave early and you get caught with traffic or you get caught with a situation with a vehicle, you have that extra time to work through that challenge so that you can hit the ground running. So that's why it's so important. And really, those that are called in have already begun to position themselves. They're saying that they're ready to take the steps to accomplish and achieve all of their goals and their desires for 2015.
I love it. I love the fact that you're using the word position, because one of the things that I hear you saying is kind of a it seems to be a lot of psychology behind it, but it's also tricking yourself to already think that you're already in the new year. I think so many times people say, I want to start to do X, Y, and Z, but I'm going to wait till January 1st because, you know, that's the big time. And what sparked us wanting to do this live call is a conversation that you and I were having, and I was telling you some things that I wanted to do in 2015, which is one of the main reasons why I'm doing this live call, and you said, don't wait till 2015. Do it now. And you're so right when you talk about that momentum, because I'm feeling that, and I'm feeling like, wow, I started today what I was trying to wait till tomorrow to do.
Yes, and that is so phenomenal. I remember that conversation, and it's awesome to go from that conversation to this point today that you're actually moving in that direction, and it helps you to have a focus of the actual goal. You're no longer focused on January 1. You're focused on the goal that is before you. So as long as you're focused on the goal, you have the right focus, and you're taking the action steps necessary to accomplish it.
Right. I mean, let's be honest here. When most people wait till January 1st to start, you already start to feel defeated anyway. Then it's more excuses on how not to get it done. But as you said, when I take and position myself, now I'm able to deal with the obstacles. I found that very good what you said about positioning myself now helped me to be able to deal with the obstacles that I know that I may face coming ahead.
Absolutely. And let's just be honest. We have to launch and step out even before we're 100% ready.
Many
times perfection becomes a hindrance. Perfection can become an excuse. I need 2 more weeks to get it together. I need 3 more months to get it together. Start where you are, position yourself, and begin to step out.
Oh, you know I know about that perfection. Let me tell you something. Perfection is like a disease because you want so much the things to be perfect, and that was my mantra for half of this year in 2015. I'm no longer striving for perfection, but I'm striving for excellence, because if I keep trying to make for this thing to be perfect, you never launch. So I think that's so key what you said. You have to step out before we're ready.
You have to step out because you're building, you're developing and laying your foundation, and other things will grow. You'll be able to build on it, but you have to start. And so right now we want to start. We want to develop a strategy, a process for stepping into this starting it right now for 2015. You have to have a process.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that process. What are three things that we need to do now in order to jumpstart 2015?
Okay, when it comes to a process, and this is information that you will even see on my website for my business, is I call it the ASAP process because it helps you to remember ASAP. We all hear that terminology, ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
A, we want to assess, we want to strategize, and pursue. Strategize, and pursue. Because this is a structured process, you can see yourself making progress and moving forward. And this is something that I've even used whenever I was pursuing my dream of attending law school. So if I could just take you through those steps, and I'll kind of give you an overview when it comes to the different steps that you want to walk through. Right here and right now, everyone can start with the first step, assess. You want to take time and examine and take an assessment. What is your goal for 2015? What is your goal? Have you ever tried to accomplish that particular goal before? If you have, what was a good lesson that you learned from the previous attempt? What were the mistakes you made? What were the things you did good? What are the obstacles that you may be facing? Obstacles are not necessarily a bad thing. You shouldn't ignore them. We just have to figure out how to work around them.
That's very good. I'm glad that you said that. I just want to jump in right quick. Just elaborate a little bit about the obstacles a little bit, because I think so many times, especially as an entrepreneur, we look at that as a bad thing. And I know you and I had a conversation earlier this week about obstacles. And can you just kind of just elaborate a little bit more about how obstacles can really be a teaching moment?
Absolutely. During the assessment, your self-exam, you have to be honest with yourself, and you have to be able to identify the obstacle. If it's a situation where, let's say, financially, there was an obstacle, then we need to look at that. What is the challenge? You need X amount of dollars, but there's a financial obstacle. It may be a situation where you may have even something physically that's an obstacle, meaning you may have to work on some things physically in your body in order to have the energy to even do what you desire to do. It is so, it can come in so many different shapes, fashion, and form that can be obstacles. It can be something internally where you don't have the confidence. It can be something externally where maybe someone is discouraging you about a situation. We have to do an honest assessment and figure out where are you, what is your current status, and what things in your life impact your ability to accomplish your goals.
Wow, that's awesome. So the ASAP method, the first A is assess, and then we go to strategize.
Exactly. After you have everything, you've had this honest conversation with yourself, you've written out everything, these are, this is the current status of the situation, then that's when we begin to strategize based on the assessment. For instance, it may be a situation where you have to ask yourself different questions. If you have an obstacle as far as physically, you don't have the energy level to accomplish the goal, to maintain the schedule that you would need to accomplish your goal, then you need to consider ways of wellness, ways to take care of yourself. And I'll just give you some examples here. Whenever I started with my childhood desire was to attend law school, I came to a point in my life where I had to stop and say, okay, I've always wanted to go to law school. I finished my undergraduate degree. Am I ready to go? And I sat there and I realized at one point that, yes, the career that I was in was good, but it wasn't the final. It wasn't the final place for me.
Right.
I realized that, okay, money, financially, I needed money to go to school. And then I had to look around and say, okay, there's one school in my home state. Do I want to stay in my home state? I had to assess everything to determine what areas of my life impacted that goal. So then the next step was strategizing. I had to say, how am I going to get there? What obstacles are there? What things? It's almost like a who, what, and when. So I set a goal in my strategy. My goal at that time was to go to law school in a year. So once you have that goal, you begin to say, what do you have to do in order to accomplish that goal? Well, I identified an obstacle as money, so my strategy was now to look for scholarship money.
Right.
And that's what we have to do. What is your goal? Now let's look at strategy. What do you want to do? How do we overcome the different obstacles? And then you have to set up timelines. In order to get into law school, there was a certain timeline that I had to submit my application. Let's say, for instance, you have a certain career goal. There may be certain trainings that you need to take now in order to get yourself in a position to be selected for that position. If there's certain health goals that you have, you may have to say, okay, I have a new strategy. I may have to start cooking or changing my eating or changing my exercise routine in order to accomplish that goal. It's time now to really develop a plan of action.
That's really good. So we assess, we strategize, and then the P is?
Pursue. So you want to assess, you want to strategize, and pursue. And this is where you implement the plan. And I have to tell you, and I tell people that I coach, you have to be sober that it is work. But you have already started in the assessment phase to know this is what you want. You consider the different aspects, and you're ready to pursue it. And again, the example of me attending law school, I remember I was driving over to several different states visiting law school. I was applying for different scholarships. I was completing the application. I was getting ready to transition out of my permanent full-time job because I was implementing the plan that I had developed during the strategizing stage. And let me tell you also, whenever you're pursuing, it is important that you have a community of support. It is important that you have somebody to hold you accountable. It's important that you take time to reevaluate along the way, because reevaluation, it's okay to go down the path, realize that there was a little bit of a twist in the road, and readjust your plan to keep moving.
Well, I
also,
Coach Capricia, it's two things that you said that have just hit me here on the other end of the phone, and you and I have conversations about this all the time. I love the fact that you point out in pursuit that it's work, because what I'm hearing you say is you have to work the plan before you work the goal. And I think so many times we think about, I got to do this, the goal, the goal, the goal. We think about the end result. We don't think about that this process, this ASAP process that you have created, it involves work, and you can't be afraid of work.
Absolutely not.
And I love the fact that you talked about, which, again, so key, accountability. And if accountability means that I need to get a coach, then you need to do that. Because I remember years ago I had an opportunity to coach with someone, and that was my first experience with coaching, very first experience. I mean, I had my own ideas what a coach was. I'm like, oh, I don't need one. But when I had that first experience, I realized that if you're doing anything significant and it doesn't require people or you connecting to people to help you go to the next place, then it's not significant. And so I think it is of the utmost importance that people take the time and invest in a coach, invest in the accountability that a coach provides.
Absolutely, because as you are moving forward to implement your plan, you have to make sure you go step by step, because missing a step can cause a delay.
Yes.
And sometimes you can get distracted or get busy with other things, but it's important to have someone that's going to hold you accountable to help you and encourage you and support you to stay on track. And, Rashawn, I love what you said. You said work the plan, and that's it. Work the plan. Once you've gone through all of these stages to assess, to strategize, now here it is. You are on your way to achieving your goal, but you have to work the plan. You need a community of people around you. It's important to be able to have people to bounce off ideas off of, to have an exchange with. It's an iron sharpening iron.
Right.
It's even important for your own mindset that you have measurable goals. I remember receiving the first acceptance letter. It wasn't the school that I necessarily wanted to attend, but hey, one came in.
Yes.
And so you have got to continue to move forward, have measurable goals, and reevaluate. There are times when I thought about going to Virginia rather than going to Tennessee that you have to consider different factors, and maybe things have changed. So you're still pursuing your goal, but you may have to make an adjustment in how you're pursuing.
I love it. I love it. Coach Capricia, I have one final question for you, because I can sense and feel just from the conversations that I've had with ladies, and I'm sure you've encountered this too, people who may be afraid. They're hearing what you're saying. They understand. You walk them through the ASAP process that you have coined. They get it, but they're still afraid. What would your encouragement be to people on the call who are listening to this, but they're afraid just to assess? Because sometimes when we take the time to assess, that really shows us where we're lacking. We think we're in one place, but no, I am in place, and I'm not where I thought I was. And so people sometimes are just afraid to just assess. What would be your encouragement to people who are afraid?
My encouragement would be next year at this time it's going to come. 2015 December is going to come. But when it comes, you can be in the newness of the goals and the desires that you have. I would encourage you, don't be overwhelmed by the process. Sometimes when you're starting a journey, and that's what this is, you're so consumed about how you're going to get to the end. Are you going to be able to make it to everything? Don't worry about the end. Just take the first step. And I read somewhere, so I can't take credit for it, but somebody said one time that even baby steps are moving forward.
Wow, I like that. Even baby steps are moving forward.
Absolutely. So begin to take those steps, and you will be surprised about what God has already put on the inside of you. You will be surprised thoughts, the people that God will bless to come into your life. As long as you just step out in faith and take the first few steps, you will be able to continue on this journey. You will. 110%, I believe that.
Wow, that is awesome. That's awesome. Coach Capriccio, what things do you have coming up in 2015? Tell us a little bit. We have about 5 minutes here. So tell us a little bit about what you have going on and how people can connect with you.
Well, I'm excited about 2015, and I'm starting now. I'm so excited about a number of some projects that will be fully manifesting in 2015. Everyone, I am so delighted to be a part of this call with everyone, that in January I'm going to follow up with each and every person that's on this call with me today, Rochelle, and just check on them and just see how they're able to implement the ASAP process. So that is first and foremost something that I want to do in January. Second of all, we have a number of things going on in 2015. I will be launching my first book, so I'm very excited about that. It is Exactly. Thank you. It is a devotional called The Weekend Word, and that will be more information will be shared with that as it becomes available. And there's going to be a number of group sessions that I will have that will be an opportunity to work even at a deeper level with people on pursuing the ASAP process. So I'm also looking forward to that. I work with very small groups so that it can be a great intimate exchange and helping people to achieve their God-given desires and dreams and destiny. And so those are just a few of the things that we have coming forth in 2015. We are expanding, continue to expand and continue to grow, and I'll continue to share that information.
Awesome. Can you tell the people where your website is? Because I know if they go to your website and register, they can receive a free 8-day responsive devotional.
Absolutely. I would love for you to connect with me. The website is www.thealliancecc.com. Again, thealliancecc.com. There is an awesome, if I can say so myself, it blesses me even, there's an 8-day responsive devotional. And so it's a responsive devotional because you play a part. When you're reading devotional, there's a part of that that you're supposed to interact so that it can help with gaining knowledge and nuggets about finding joy in the journey, overcoming obstacles. And this particular devotional was birthed out of a situation where I literally almost lost my life in college. And from there, I was able to just have the blessings of God to be fully restored. And so I'm able to share information from the time in physical therapy and just getting the basic parts of my life being restored and learning how to have joy in the journey.
Listen, everyone, you want to go and get this free resource. And I know sometimes when we look at things that are free, we think, oh, you know, it's just a throwaway. I know Coach Capriccio personally, and I know her story, and we'll have to have you on the show one time and share about that journey and that story. Listen, her testimony is dynamic. This woman almost lost her life and how she came over that obstacle to be an accomplished attorney, to be a minister, to be a life coach, and the woman that she is. I mean, you want to make sure that you go to her website again, thealliancecc.com, www.thealliancecc.com. Register on the site, and you'll receive the free 8-day responsive devotional, finding joy in the journey, overcoming obstacles. Also, make sure to connect with Coach Capriccio on Facebook, which is facebook.com/thealliancecc. We'll also be posting this information on the Roe Show as well. Listen, we're getting ready to end here. Coach Capriccio, anything else that you want to share? I want to give you that opportunity.
Oh, just again, that I will be connecting with everybody in January, so I want to encourage you, once you get off this call, just start the process, start your assessment, and let's go forth expecting and striving to achieve your goals in 2015.
Exactly. Listen, folks, I can't begin to encourage you enough. She is my VIP coach, and the reason why I'm even having this call is because she encouraged me to jumpstart the things that I know that God has been speaking to me in my own heart to do. And so, again, I just want to remind you something that she said. Where do you want to be this time, December 2015? Even baby steps are moving forward. So you already took the first step. You already took the first step by being on this call. Do not just be on this call and then we're just going to go back to life as usual. Don't do that. Don't do that to your purpose. Listen, your purpose has already been speaking to me. It's telling me that, listen, you have a great plan in 2015. I always come up with themes for my life. 2014, and Coach Caprice, you can remember this, was the year of show and tell, and it has been. But 2015 for me is the year of better. And so if we want to be better in 2015, that means you may have to get a coach and you need someone to be accountable to. Connect with Coach Caprice and see how you two can work together so that your 2015 can be better than your 2014, okay? Again, thank you, everybody, for being on the call. I thank you so much for showing your time and being here with us on the Rochelle Live. I had a good time, and I'm looking forward to doing this again. Definitely stay tuned. We will have another call in January. Look at that, Coach Caprice. I'm already strategizing and pursuing.
Yeah.
So awesome. We'll definitely have another call in 2015, January. And so stay tuned for more details about that. Looking at doing something like this once a month. I would also love your feedback. Tell me what kind of topics you want to cover. Tell me if you enjoyed this. And we definitely want to move forward with that as well. We will announce the winner maybe about an hour on Facebook who won the Life and Business Planner. I'm very, very excited about that. Again, we want to help you, the Rochelle. I want to help you find your voice, be clear about your message, so that you can impact your audience. There are people who are waiting for you. Yes, I'm talking to you right here on this call. There are people who are waiting for you. Come on. We want to help you jumpstart your 2015, and we want to help you become clear about your message so that you can impact the world. Thank you so much for being with us again tonight, and I look forward to connecting with you on Twitter or on Facebook. Be blessed and have a great Christmas. Talk to you soon in 2015. Bye-bye.